Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Hello, kids. Let's go.
Two.
Start the show. Start the show.
One.
Good morning. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast. Hanging out here with my co-host, Hoss.
Hello.
Producer, Stephanie.
How are you?
A couple of random dogs that have made their way in here this morning. If you're new to the show, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you listening. And you can follow us on Facebook, The Kelly Mano Show, or just my regular Facebook. And if you follow me on Instagram, which is just under Kelly Mano, you saw a real shit show over the weekend that we're going to get to later.
Mm-hmm.
But this was supposed to be the Blues Wives show, and sadly, we've had to reschedule because one of the girls had a, not a family emergency, but kind of like an urgent situation, and we could have trudged forward with two of the three girls, but I personally didn't want to, so.
I think that's a good call.
Yeah, and so what we're going to do is we're going to get the girls back in here in like a week or two, so I've hung on to all of the questions and all of that fun stuff, and we are going to do that show in a week or two, but it's still the home opener this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still so excited.
Yeah, it's nice to have hockey back. It was fun to see them on TV Saturday night.
Well, especially here in St. Louis, because for the first time in, what, 10 years, the Cardinals are not in the playoffs.
Correct.
We don't have football. There's a lot of pressure on the Blues this year to lift up the city, you know, on top of the fact that, you know, just the city in itself has been kind of declining. So hopefully, the home opener is against Blackhawks, right?
No, it's against the Minnesota Wild. They opened the season the day before in Chicago.
That's why I was so confused. I can't read schedules. I was trying to figure out when it was.
Did you see the hype video that the Blues put out for the season?
No, but does it got Patrico in it?
No, it starts out with TSN, who's the big, it's ESPN in Canada.
Okay.
They do a full day of programming around the trade deadline and free agency.
Right.
It starts with them announcing that David Backes signs with Boston and Brouwer and Elliott are in Calgary. And it's a solid minute of everyone who left.
Yeah.
And then it gets to the team.
Okay. Well, you know what? Is that out online?
Yeah, I think it's on YouTube.
Okay. I'll check it out. Like I said, I have not been really optimistic about this season
yet.
They
looked really good Saturday.
I mean, of course,
they're fast. It is not the same team.
No, well, of course it's not. They dismantled the team. So hopefully, you know, this goes somewhere good. We need it. But excited for that. But even though the wives aren't here, and I thought, oh my gosh, now we're going to have to come up with this whole show because I had all this prep done based on, you know, the Blues, and then steps in the debate last night.
Oh boy.
And I'm like, dun, 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 this just saved my show. So thoughts on just the debate in general?
It's really interesting to see how accurate South Park was 12 years ago.
Did when they
put out, well, no, they put out a debate for a high school mascot, and the two mascots in the debate were a giant douche and a turd sandwich.
Did you?
And they debated each other on TV.
That's pretty much what it was.
Yes.
Now, the best, I mean, it opened like a scene from WWE Monday Night Raw, because Bill Clinton walks out and the first people he sees are these women in the front row that Donald Trump has invited, that he was accused of raping one of them. One was like the Juanita Brown, the Jennifer Flowers. Trump flew these women in and put them in the front row.
Well, wasn't that in response to the fact that Hillary was going to have
all this ammo on him because of the tape that was released?
But even before that, she had said that she was bringing somebody to a debate that was, it wasn't Marla Maples, but it was somebody from Trump's past.
Really?
And Trump's response was, that's cool. That's like, cool. I'll bring Jennifer Flowers.
I love his asshole factor. Not that it would make me vote for him. I love that he has those balls. I'm not sure they belong in the presidential, you know.
He doesn't, but the one thing that you've got to give him is he is who he is.
Yeah.
And we can, I mean, I'm sure we will talk about the tape that was released.
Yeah, I mean, let's get into it now, because
if you're really surprised, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. If you're surprised that Donald Trump said that, you just want to be shocked.
No, I'm not surprised that he said that. The thing that I keep hearing, like if I hear the word locker room talk one more time, I'm going to rip my hair out.
It's the truth.
But he's not an athlete. He's running to be the president of the United States. It's the highest office that we have.
And I agree. And if he had said that while he was on the campaign trail, I might be a little more offended than I was if it was him and Billy Bush.
Well, and people compare him to, well, Bill Clinton did this. I mean, Bill Clinton stuck a cigar in the hoo-ha of a chick in the Oval Office.
An intern.
So quit compare. How about we start like electing better men in the first place? Because everybody has a past. Everybody's done bad stuff. But I know plenty of grown men who have never raped anyone, cheated on their wives, or done hard drugs their entire life.
I agree.
So let's rewind and start freaking, because you can't tell me, I mean, I'm raising a son. You can't tell me that I can't raise a grown man to not have this awful, terrible past, you know, because we had like George Bush that like snorted coke and, you know.
I think there's a difference between having a terrible past and saying things that are very un-PC. There's things that you and I say off mic to each other sometimes
that are very
really inappropriate.
Yes. More you than me.
Yeah.
But you're just trying to take me down with you. Okay. So first of all, what Donald Trump said on that bus was not just, look at her boobs, look at her. I mean, he was talking in from like a non-consensual point of view. And even though that's how guys talk, I know guys in locker rooms talk that way. And I know that like our military guys, holy cow.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you've ever heard or seen videos of like Marines in their bunks stuck out in the desert, you don't want to hear it. I'll put it that way.
I agree.
You don't want to hear it. And so, yes, men do talk like that, but I just can't. I can't. Okay, so I never tell anybody who I'm voting for because it's nobody's business.
Right.
And up until last week, it was going to be Trump.
Okay.
And then this came out, and maybe I'm just more like Pollyanna than I thought, because I didn't think I was a prude. But when I heard him talk about women that way, and not even in a, like a, oh, she got nice, you know, boobs, but in a derogatory way, grabbing her by her private parts. And, you know, I tried to F her and she was married. And like, I just think giving him power is going to make him worse. Don't you?
As a dude, no. I promise you, every man you know, your husband, your dad, your granddad, on down the line, has said something like that. I promise
you.
Awful. It is awful.
That's awful.
And that's why I said when this came out, it doesn't make it right. It doesn't, but it's not shocking. And any dude who wants to be honest is going to admit, I'll admit it, I've probably said things on par with that, if not worse, in my day, between being in a fraternity and playing college sports and on down the line.
Yeah.
I'm sure I've said some extremely horrible stuff that if it was shown to my mom, I would be like, oh God.
In so much trouble.
Well, not in trouble, but just like I would feel awful as a human being for saying those things about anyone or a gender or a race or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the most disturbing part for me was that he was insinuating that, you know, he even said like, oh, when you're a star, you can do anything you want. You know, you can grab them by their privates. I mean, it's you do whatever you want.
It was disgusting.
Yeah, it was like, I'm a celebrity, I'm in this position of power, therefore I'm untouchable. I can do whatever I want.
You know, and that's not the first time he's insinuated that his celebrity could get him out of trouble. It was early on in the primaries when he made a comment about being able to shoot someone in the street and it wouldn't affect him.
Well, my friend Kate on Facebook made like a really clear comment to me that like really rang true and just said, imagine for a minute that man on that bus was President Obama and those words came out of his mouth.
Oh, sure.
Like, I couldn't picture it. You know, I can't, not that he's never said it, but,
right.
You know, when your president says that he just wants to grab women by the private parts without their consent, that does not make me want to vote for you. That actually just reversed.
No, I agree.
You know.
And again, I don't think that anyone is going to condone what he said by any means. And he even came out, I believe, last night and said, I've never said I'm a perfect person, which that's about as much of an apology as you're ever going to get from him. The celebrity thing, I mean, look up and down TMZ. And you'll see guys who are acting, if not saying, that exact same way.
Well, guys can say whatever they want, but there's some jobs in this world. It's teachers, it's police officers, and it's the president of the United States.
Oh, I agree.
You are held to a higher standard.
And I agree. And that's why if this was a tape of something that had happened in the last 6 to 9 months,
then it would be
it would be bigger than it being a video that's 10-something years old.
Did you see Billy Bush got suspended from the Today Show?
He did.
I can't stand Billy Bush. But why would he get in trouble over that? I mean,
guilty by association.
Yeah. All he did was...
You have to flush everything in that case.
I think that either, number one, they're looking for a reason to get rid of Billy Bush.
Probably.
Or number two, they were like, look, we just have to do this for 5 days to save face.
Right.
Because we hate Trump. We're going to bring you right back.
Probably. Somewhere in there, probably.
As much as I don't like Billy Bush, I don't feel like he did anything wrong on that tape. He pretty much just laughed along.
Yeah.
We've all been in that situation
right.
where somebody's talking about something inappropriate and you're just like, get me out of this.
Yeah. Sure. It's probably the same thing, though, you know, being held to a higher right. standard. They're saying, like, look, we have to discipline you for this. You know,
right.
you should have maybe not gone along with it.
Do you think Melania, like, even got mad when she heard that tape? Because to me,
I'm sure she's heard much worse.
To me, they don't have a real marriage. Like, in my mind, Melania and...
She's a trophy wife.
Right. Like, to me, I don't even think that they, like, talk about their days. I don't think...
No,
you
I'm
know,
sure they don't.
Do you think they like live in like separate wings of their house?
No, I think that in the case of Trump, and there probably is a lot of truth to some of the things he says, but I really think that Trump treats his wives very much like you were to be seen and not heard.
Right.
And, you know, he doesn't exactly find and marry strong women.
No, not at all. And I remember because his wife had a baby right around the time that I had a baby, and he was on TV and they asked him if he had ever changed a diaper, and he said no. And to me, I was like, man, no matter how rich and powerful you are, when you're a dad, you change diapers.
No, I mean, that's what he's even said. I think it was on Howard Stern or something.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, oh, I love kids. You know, I don't have anything to do with raising them.
Right.
I write the checks, you know, but
sure.
you know, they take care of all that.
There's a very old school mentality with men about that. And
right.
what's funny is, like, I see it with my dad a little bit. Like, when I was growing up, mm-hmm. he would make comments like, well, you know, I always put food on the table. And I'm like... You're more than a paycheck, man.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, I think the irony in this whole thing is of all of Trump's children, it's Ivanka who has become the most well-rounded, well-spoken, and successful of all of them.
Right.
She is everything that her dad would look for in a woman, but incredibly smart and business savvy as
she
well.
She does seem smart. And I know that... Which one of you did not watch the end of the debate and you missed the...
I missed him.
You missed the best part of the debate.
That's right here.
Kenneth Bone, representing Granite City, Illinois. I don't even remember what his question was about. It was something about fossil fuel. I just know that he saved the debate.
Yeah.
He came on in the end like Superman in a red sweater. And made it interesting again.
All right.
And if you have not seen, you know, some of the, you know, just Google BuzzFeed Kenneth Bone. And just the memes and the, you know, and it all seems to be out of, like, love. Like, people are, like,
of course.
People are cheering this guy on like crazy. And can you imagine how nervous you would have to be to know you're going to be on national TV in front of the whole
sure.
world?
Well, let's be honest. You're on international TV.
International TV. Exactly.
Yeah, you're worldwide at that point.
Well, he's going to be on Jimmy Kimmel tonight. We've tried reaching out to him because he is from my hometown in Granite City. And I'm hoping he will throw me a bone and go through Hit and Run with me tonight and get a humdinger. And, you know, we will update you on that. I had a craptastic weekend. I don't think my weekend could have gotten much worse. And we will talk about that whenever we get back. It is the Kelly Mano Show. Exactly how many days we got lasting? While you laughing, we're passing the way. We gon' rest our toes, cause I know I'ma meet you up at the crossroad. Y'all know if I ever got love in them both those babies. Really wish we could come home, but when it's time to die, gotta go bye-bye. All the little thug could do was cry. The Kelly Mano Show. Come on!
Mondays suck a little bit less. Because the Kelly Mano Show is on the air.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Tan Envy in St. Peters, Missouri. As much as I love fall weather, I miss the summer tan. But thanks to Tan Envy, I get to keep my tan all year round. I am a huge fan of the Versa spray tanning booth. You go in, it sprays your front, back, the sides. You will not look like Ross from Friends. Spray tanning has come a long way in the last 10 years, and I am always happy when I go get my Versa spa spray tan. If you're not interested in the spray tan, they also have four different levels of UV tanning, red light therapy beds. Take time out of your busy week to treat yourself to a nice tan. Friendly staff, clean atmosphere, and wall-to-wall products to try out. As my great friend Steve Shannon always said, tan fat looks better than pale fat. I don't think they're using that as an official slogan, but if I owned it, I would. TN Envy is located at 1104 Jung Station in St. Peter's, and their number is 636-447-3553. That's TN Envy in St. Peter's, Missouri.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC News, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback. More a solo. But tonight,
don't call it a comeback.
So we totally forgot to talk about the disposable cameras at the debate last night. Those are two people that are really happy this morning are the disposable camera companies and
Red Cardigan companies.
Well, apparently the rule was
being sold out.
The reason why they had used disposable cameras was because they didn't let their phones in, which, right. You know, don't give them disposable cameras from the 90s. That just looks stupid. What they should have done was had like a professional, because really, the only reason why people want to take a picture anyway is to show their friends that they were there. So hire a professional photographer, let each of the groups of people that were there go down and take a picture on the stage with the backdrop, you know, and let them post that. Instead, I mean, the disposable cameras were such a distraction. And did you see people? They didn't know how to use them.
Yeah.
They're like they couldn't.
What do I do with this?
Yeah, they're looking at each other like, yeah, do I wind this over? What? I mean, because what are they going to do with those pictures? I bet Walgreens 1 hour photo is popping today.
Oh, yeah.
In St. Louis.
And the kids, they're going, what? I don't know how to use this. What do I do with this?
God, that's hysterical.
There was a K-Bone sign on CNN after the debate.
I'm telling you, he's America's new. He is America's new sweetheart.
My favorite tweet right now is, Mr. President, you just brought peace to the Middle East. What do you have to say? President Bone, everybody gets candy. I love you, President Bone.
You know what? We should all just write in Kenneth Bone for president. I mean, he can't.
Kenneth Bone looks like the human version of a hug.
Yeah, he does. Oh, I hope that he writes me back. I would love to hang out with him tonight.
Oh, yeah. This is the one that got retweeted. Someone put, Ken Bone probably has a hot wife. And Ken Bone tweeted back, yeah, I do.
I love it. And then as soon as they said he's from Granite City, Illinois, I'm like, of course he is. Like, why wouldn't I be surprised by that? We normally open the show with everybody's weekend.
Holy crap.
What are you? I can't believe you did not. I know. He looks just like the guy from
Toy Story 2.
Oh, okay. I thought that was Up.
That's amazing.
Now I've sucked Hoss into the black hole of Ken Bone.
Phrasing.
Yes.
Ken Bone is now leading Gary Johnson and Jill Stein in the latest polls.
It's so true.
He should. He should. Everybody, like I said, he was such a breath of fresh air last night. Okay, out of the Ken Bone black hole.
All right.
How was your weekend? Because mine was awful. I'm going to run this whole segment. So if you guys have anything exciting to say, speak now.
All right. Kind of mundane. I didn't really do a whole lot. I watched a lot of football and went to a movie.
Yeah. Jeff?
I got to see Salt and Pepper.
I should not be eating on the air.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that was this weekend. It was Salt and Pepper.
I completely forgot.
Clearly,
Vanilla Ice.
Nearly everybody in St. Louis forgot that was happening.
Oh,
because
really?
It was kind of empty. I mean, okay, not so bad seeing as how it was the Chafes. It wasn't like they were trying to fill, right. You know, Scott Trade or something. But it was, it was fun. And, I was telling Kelly before that... Young MC was the first one, and I think his set was maybe 20 minutes, and that guy was struggling.
Does he have anything besides Bust a Move?
He's got Bust a Move, Principal's Office, and that's it.
Well,
yeah, I mean, but that was his thing. You know, everybody wanted to hear Bust a Move, and that was about it. They were waiting for that. I mean, he did something else. I couldn't even tell you what it was.
Yeah.
So, but it was them, and then we had Kid and Play, and...
All for One was there,
All
right?
for One, yeah. They were awesome. They're still a thing. They're apparently still a thing now.
They're
trying to sell, albums and stuff.
But
the headliners were Salt and Pepper, and they were amazing, and it was
Those
so
are my
fun.
Girls, man.
Yes, they were so fun, and the show was so, I mean, and they did all their hits and stuff. Right. It was just great. They
and
did a
Spinderella was there. It was awesome.
Oh, she did great. It was so cool.
Well,
I tried to get you a sparkly hat at the end, but they were not selling hats. Pep was wearing this like pink sparkly. No, it was Salt. She had a pink sparkly hat that said Salt on it, and I was like, they've got to have ones that say S&P or something on it at the merch stand. And I even went and checked, and they didn't have any. I was so disappointed.
So I'm assuming Vanilla Ice has gone back to his '90s style instead of trying to do the rap rock thing.
I'm going to be honest.
Did anyone stay? Everyone got the F out, didn't they?
Well, I did. I mean, this was my fault, though. I left before Vanilla Ice because I was like, I really was just going to see Salt-N-Pepa, sure. You know? So I left before Vanilla Ice. You can send your hate mail to Hey Kelly.
Yes.
All I want to know.
But the thing was, like, I was in a terrible mood anyway. And so I was like, okay, I came to see what I saw. And, like,
she was in one of our crabby moods.
Yeah,
where
I was,
no reason.
Was crabby and tired. And I was hungry. And I was like, let's go. Let's get out of here, you know?
Yeah. All I need to know, someone needs to let us know if Vanilla Ice did the ninja rap. If he did ninja rap,
ninja,
I'm good.
Go ninja, go. That would have been amazing.
And if Turtles came out on stage with him.
Probably.
And
not.
Did the dance. Well, I was going to go to that concert, and then I honest to God forgot about it because it was obviously not promoted.
Forever ago.
Yeah. And so I, on Friday night, the gun range I shoot at, Ultimate Defense in St. Peter's, asked me to come do like a group staff photo for their website. And I'm like, sure, no problem. You know, and it also happened to be Zombie Night where...
that sounds so awesome.
It is awesome. It's basically like a 4-hour, not a class, but more like an event where like there's 6 different shooting scenarios and they all involve zombies. Like one of them, the last one is actually in their shoot house where you go through it like it's a haunted house. And the people that jump out at you, you get to shoot them in the face with these paintball guns.
What?
Yeah. And so... So I guess with zombies, they only die if you shoot them in the head,
correct.
Which I didn't know that. And I
important
you know,
tip.
Well, everything that you practice in shooting is like, don't go for the head, go for center mass.
And so they were still coming at you?
Well, I don't ever practice like headshots. So some of the other stuff, I think I finished 24th out of 40.
How did you find out you had to start shooting them in the head?
Because they told me, and then they told me they were going to bite me. If they got to me, but I think they were just lying just to scare me because I hate scary crap anyway.
Yeah.
But so when I got there, I was getting the group photo together and we were in the parking lot. And it's so funny because my mom happened to be there because she was dropping off my cousin. So I've got like all 40 people like lined up and I know like 8 of these guys pretty well. The rest are like complete strangers to me, but they're all like cops and firefighters and stuff like that. And I've got like this like little step stool that I get on to take pictures because I'm 5 feet tall and I'm below everybody. And I went to put my foot up on the top step and I think this is what happened. It's all so blurry. It's like a car crash because it happened in slow motion. When I got to my little top step, instead of stepping on it, I stepped through it with my heel. And it was like one of those cartoon falls that never ended because I fell backwards. And when you're a photographer and you're holding a $3,000 camera in your hand and a $2,000 lens,
oh man,
your first thought is protect the camera.
Yep.
Yeah.
So as I'm falling backwards, I kind of hunch in because I don't want to hit my head on the concrete either. And I land directly on my surgically repaired shoulder.
Ow.
Neat.
And not only that, not only do I land on my shoulder, but I fall with such force that my arms hit the pavement anyway.
Oh. Oh,
no. So my camera hits and a piece of it goes flying. My left hand hits and my watch hits the concrete and it breaks apart. It flies off my wrist. The back flies off of it. And then my leg is still in the stool.
Oh, no.
Okay. So then that has to come up over my head. And I am laying there looking at the sky and I'm like, oh,
that
my God.
Happened.
Because I don't get embarrassed very easily. I fall a lot. I have the gracefulness of a chipmunk on Mountain Dew. Like, I push doors that say pull. I walk into sliding glass doors with a plate full of food. Falling is, like, par for the course. And it usually doesn't embarrass me that much. But just the situation with all those, like, literally 40 people. And then my mom's like, Kelly, are you okay?
Shut up, Mom. Go away.
Mom,
not
you,
helping.
It was like, spotlight.
Oh, it was hysterical. Because what made it awkward was that most of the people didn't know me well enough to laugh. Like, if it would have been just my friends, it would have been hysterical. But, you know, a lot of them thought that I was hurt. And I was, because I hit my shoulder. But I'm not going to act like I'm hurt. So then I went on to Zombie Night and shot, like, 50 rounds of ammo. And, you know, so needless to say... I have a broken camera that's being sent off to the camera doctor. The watch was able to be fixed. The guys really took care of me. They were literally putting me back together. Like, one of them was like putting my watch on. The other one was like picking up pieces of my camera. And then I emailed Paul at Ultimate Defense. I'm like, I need you to check your surveillance video. Because if that's on video.
Oh, good point.
Oh, we got to have that.
I have to have that. Yeah. You know? So anyway, so I'm working on that. So that was Friday night. And then we continued on with the zombie night. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then comes Saturday. And Saturday was when we were celebrating Rocky's birthday. And he loves to go to those haunted houses, like the big spook houses. I hate them. I don't go. So Jimmy takes him. But I was.
They're the best things in the world.
No, they're not.
They're not, amazing.
Not, I've had three children. I pee my pants easily. No, they're not fun.
And then he went to the best one.
The Creepy World?
Yep.
Yeah.
So there's like seven parks there.
Well, I don't know because I didn't go. I was busy in a ditch on the side of the highway because I'm driving down 364,
yeah,
I think
page
it was.
Extension.
Yeah.
And I've got two kids in the car, and I'm driving my Swagger Wagger minivan, and I hit this pothole on the side of the road, and my tire exploded. I've never had a tire pop before,
yeah.
But it was like, boom, and then it was like a little like Dukes of Hazzard action,
wow.
And then it was like, ba-boom, ba-boom, and I'm like, oh, shit. And so I'm looking at the highway and the guardrails in front of me. I'm like, I can go left and hang out on this itty-bitty shoulder.
Nope.
Or I can put it in the ditch.
Oh,
so I'm like, we're going to go in the ditch.
Yeah.
Because we were on a blind curve. I didn't want cars to come. And so I'm in the ditch with two kids. And when I say in the ditch, like,
You're on the grass shoulder.
We were like, I landed that like solely on the Hudson. Like, it wasn't like we were at the bottom of the ditch.
Sure.
I purposely drove it down the embankment. So we were cool hanging out there, but I called my husband and I called Roadside. Roadside's like, we'll be there in an hour. So then I called my husband. I'm like, I blew a tire. I'm on the side of the highway. Come get these kids out of the car because it's not safe, you know,
right.
And it's getting dark out.
Sure.
And so we were in the car maybe half an hour before my husband shows up and he comes running up to the car so fast that he scares the shit out of me, honestly. And he's like, I just hit the same pothole and blew two tires.
Oh, my gosh.
So is this a pothole that's in the road?
It is. It's on a divider. And to be honest, the pothole is pretty close to like one of the yellow lines.
Okay.
So, I mean, technically, I think our tire may have been over, you know, a yellow line. But it's not like we were running off the road.
Right.
I haven't gone back and looked at it in the daytime yet. I need to go back and look at it. So
you do, because if it's in the driving lane,
right,
you can go after the city or a county, I think.
Yeah, because then we ended up with two Manos, and he had another kid in his car. So now there's two grown-ups and three kids in a ditch with three blown tires.
Wow.
And so I, you know.
At least you had Roadside on the way.
Well, the best part was when I called Jimmy, you know, husbands and wives have stupid fights all the time. But he's like, where are you? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, no, where are you? What highway were you on? And I could not think of where I was. And I couldn't think of what exit I was on. Like, I'm like, I have to hang up and call you back. Like, I literally had to hang up and think about where I had been on the highway just so that he could come find me. And then I'm texting Hoss. I'm like, you might have to come get me because I was pretty close to you.
Yeah.
And then in typical Hoss fashion, I'm like, I'm having the worst night ever. I'm like, we've been in the ditch an hour and a half. He's like, Huffington Post just released an article that they think the Kim K thing was staged. Like,
priorities.
I said, I love that you are sending me Kim Kardashian updates when I'm in a ditch. He's like, I know. He's like, I know how to cheer up my friend. So, yeah, that was it. I fell off a ladder and blew three tires.
So did you mess up your wheels or did you just blow the tires?
I don't know because I'm still driving on my spare.
Because I'll say, if you jacked up your actual wheel, that's some cash.
Oh, Jimmy ripped out his undercarriage.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. So
that's going to be some money.
His car is in the shop right now, and he's driving a rental. I have a spare on my minivan that I'm going to leave on for like a day or two. Because, I mean, it's hard to fork over cash for freaking three tires on a Monday when you're like, hey, I just paid all my bills on Friday.
Yep.
I mean, we got it. We'll find it somewhere. But that's why I'm just going to drive on the spare for a couple days. And
yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I mean, you can go on the highway in a spare, right?
Yeah, I would keep it
like under 60. 60.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get out of the slow lane, that's for sure.
And one good thing that happened, though, this week was Little Lucy's big commercial was released.
I saw that. Cute.
Isn't she so cute? Here it is.
Every child in Missouri deserves pre-K.
Hey, wait for me.
Investing in our education will improve the economy.
Preparing kids like me for better jobs.
Raising graduation rates.
Missouri has
so we will put her Stephanie, let's put her her commercial up at kellymano.com for anyone who hasn't had a chance to see it. And she should have another commercial coming out. They were supposed to both come out in 1 week, so I don't know. But yeah, her brother's already so sick of it.
I've only seen it on TV once.
Really?
Yeah.
If you watch any of the local channels, like, it's on. It's a political ad, so they're going to run it like crazy.
Yeah.
And it was like the second or third day, and it came on again. And of course, everybody's like, "Lucy, your commercial." And Rocky's like, "We get it. We get it. She did a commercial. Are we going to keep getting excited every time?" Like, he can't get away from his sister, even when he's like at home, like watching TV.
Okay.
So we've got some football stuff to talk about next break. So something that's going to make Hoss very happy, I think.
Extraordinarily happy.
Extraordinarily happy. So go to kellymano.com later today. You can see Lucy's commercial. Maybe I'll throw a couple of pictures of my little ditch incident on there, too. So, all right. We'll be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show.
The older she gets,
the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown.
Back once again.
It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Music make you lose control. Music make you lose control. Let's go.
You are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast. So what happened with football over the weekend that you're so excited about?
Well, I'm excited because my Buffalo Bills are now on a three-game winning streak.
And the Buffalo Bills are kind of a notoriously not real good team. Is
that
right?
Terrible.
They're terrible. And now the last time that we had anything to do with football was when Stan Kroenke took the Rams out of St. Louis. Our show kind of infamously
sent him a bunch of crap.
Sent him 26, I think it was 26 pounds of poop to his front door.
Yes.
And that was, you know, for all the bad things he said about St. Louis.
Correct.
So did the Bills and the Rams play each other over the weekend?
They did. And both teams were on winning streaks. The Rams were 3-1, the Bills were 2-2, and the Bills beat the Rams' ass in L.A.
That feels so good.
It really does.
I mean, like, and I know that they're kind of doing okay.
You're welcome,
this year,
St. Louis.
But, you know, just nobody wants to see him succeed, not even kind of. And
no.
So Hoss would like to send Stan a gift. We're not going to send poop this time.
No, we've done that.
Yeah. But, you know, really, I mean, his team is doing okay this year. So why don't we send him flowers?
I thought that's what I would do, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a... Okay, so I've got his address here. You've got the phone number?
Yeah, I've got a grocery store in his neck of the woods.
All right, why don't you call them up?
Okay.
Get him on speakerphone, and we'll see if we can't get some flowers ordered for Stan. Now, we definitely want to go cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Like carnations. Yeah, right to the side.
Thank you for calling Ralph's and Malibu. For the bakery, please press 1. For the deli department, press 2. For the floral department, press 3. For meat and...
Can we send him meat?
One moment, please.
Suck on this.
Here, I'll start and then you...
You want to hold it?
Yeah.
Laura, how can I help you?
Oh, hi. Do you guys deliver flowers to the Malibu area?
No, we do not.
You do not? What area are you in?
We're in Malibu.
But you...
across Creek at PCH.
Right. Yeah, the address is on the PCH. Will you guys deliver there?
We don't do no deliveries here.
Oh, you don't do any deliveries.
They recommend anyone who does.
Ma'am, unfortunately, I have no idea, and I also asked some of these people here, and they don't know either.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, bye-bye.
Sure.
There's that wonderful, helpful California attitude
for you. Yes. All right, go to your Google.
What is it about Malibu and money that just makes people D-bags?
They're going to be really pissed when they find out we're sending carnations. They might not even have carnations. Is there any chance that we're keeping this under $50?
With delivery, I doubt it. God. I mean, you're in Malibu.
Yes.
People wipe their asses with 50s in Malibu.
Okay. We could always just do 1-800-FLOWERS.
We could.
1-800, let's see if I can spell this out. F-L-O-W-E-R-S.
Flowers.com. If you're calling to place an order, please press 1 to check the status of an existing. If you need to place a sympathy or funeral order, please press 1.
Sympathy.
All right. One moment while I connect you with a specialist. This call may be monitored and recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Aren't we legally supposed to tell them that they're on the air?
I think so.
We're not going
to
do that.
No, because they're not on the air.
Welcome to 1-800-Flowers.com. My name is Annie. How can I help you?
Hi, Annie. I wanted to send some sympathy flowers.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, ma'am. I'm so sorry for your loss. But don't worry. Let me assist you with this very important order today.
Okay.
Is this going to a funeral home or to the family's residence?
It's going to a family.
Your name is Kelly, right?
Correct.
Thank you, Kelly. And Kelly, may I have your phone number, please, starting with the area code?
Sure, it's 314-625.
And 90265 is in Malibu, California.
Yep.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you. And Kelly, may I suggest, we have here a beautiful arrangement, especially for the sympathy for home. Mm-hmm. It's called Sun Service Sorrow. It's an all-white arrangement of roses, lilies, stock, daisy plums, and Monte Cassino. Large is $129.99, medium $119.99,
okay.
And $109.99 for the small size.
Okay. Well, I'm actually looking to send a little bit of a smaller arrangement. Do you guys have, like, carnations?
Oh, carnations. I understand. Okay, let me check here.
So we're looking to send the cheapest arrangement possible.
We just blew her mind.
I understand. Okay. Let me just verify here.
Okay.
As we have here, Healing Tears. Actually, it's still a mix of arrangement now. We can do it with we can request our florist if you just want all carnations.
Yeah.
So the smaller size is $49.99.
Is that including delivery?
Oh, no, not yet.
Okay.
So
What is the cheapest arrangement we can send? what's the bottom price? Do you guys have anything for like 30?
Okay, let me check here.
This guy's
very frugal. The one that is directly from our farm. So it will be delivered by FedEx in a gift box.
Okay, that would be fine. Yeah, we just want to do the least expensive one possible.
Okay, no problem. So let me just look it up online just for a few seconds, please.
Uh-huh.
This is amazing.
Usually we have $34.99.
Okay, that's more like it.
Perfect.
Actually, this one is a plant. It's a rose. It's $29.99.
Perfect.
That's awesome.
Thank you. So you're so helpful. Thank you.
So the earliest possible delivery will be, let me just double check here. All righty. Thank you so much for patiently waiting. So Kelly, we can still make it for tomorrow's delivery.
Perfect. Perfect.
Tuesday.
Yep. Perfect.
Okay. Thank you. So we'll go ahead and order this one, and this is again going to a residence, right?
Correct.
What would you like to say on the card, please?
Well, actually, so the card we'd like to say, Hoss.
Roses are red.
Roses are red.
Violets are blue.
Violets are blue.
Rhyming is hard.
Rhyming is hard.
Your football team is awful.
Your football team is awful.
Okay. For that kind of message, ma'am, I think we need to change the information because this is for sympathy. Usually
yes.
Our florist will not add those information.
Oh, but it is for sympathy because his football team lost. And really, we should just sign the card Love St. Louis.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
Rather than personalizing it, we'll just put Love St. Louis.
Love St. Louis.
Yep.
So once again, it's roses are red, comma, violets are blue, comma, rhyming is hard, comma, your football team is awful.
Yes.
All right. And then, period, love, comma, St. Louis. Is it L-O-U-I-S-E?
Correct.
No E at the end, just L-O-U-I-S.
I-S, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And, all right, let me go ahead and add this one here. And I'm ready now for our recipient's first and last name, please.
It's Stan, S-T-A-N, Kroenke. Is it K-R...
I believe it's
K-R-O-E-N-K-E.
Okay, so that's Stan is S like Sam, T-A-N.
Yep.
And then last name is K like Kevin, R-O-E-N-K-E.
Correct. That's it.
Okay. And may have Stan's complete address, please.
Sure. It's 279. And that's in Malibu, California.
And may have Stan's phone number, please, to ensure delivery.
Sure. 314-809.
And Kelly, I'm ready now for your billing information. Okay. So the total amount, including service fee and tax, will be $49.04.
Okay.
$49.04.
Okay.
May have your credit card number, please.
Sure. It's 463582.
Card and the expiration date, please.
Is 0920.
0920. And what is the exact name that appears on your card, please?
It's Kelly Mano, K-E-L-L-Y M-A-N-N-O.
Name is M like Mary, A uh-huh. N like Nancy, N like Nancy O.
Yes.
Mano.
Uh-huh.
63304. Is there a need for an apartment or suite number?
No.
So once again, that's 101.
I dropped her.
Yes, that's correct.
Yep.
And do you have an alternate or a secondary phone number, please?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, thank you so much. And Kelly, once again, total amount is $49.04. And let me give you now the confirmation number, ma'am. Are you ready?
Almost. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. That's 145-045-342.
Yep, that's it.
Got it.
All right, thank you. And thank you again for trusting us with this important order today. You have made a beautiful selection, and
oh,
I am sure your thoughtful will be greatly appreciated.
Sure.
Oh, they will.
Ma'am, the family may ask for details later to show their appreciation. May we release your name and address if requested?
No, okay. I don't want them to have to worry about that. No, thank you.
Okay, that's all right. And Kelly, once again, my name is Annie. I will take personal care to get your order delivered correctly and on time.
Thank you, Annie.
Sorry again for your loss, ma'am.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Yay!
That poor little foreign lady had no idea what was going on.
Oh, my God. You owe me. That was painful.
Well, we'll do it all again next week when they lose again.
Happy early birthday, Hoss.
Hooray.
By the way, I'm enjoying your countdown to 40.
Yeah.
Do you want to plug your Facebook if people want to check that out?
Yeah. I mean, it's just if you search my name, I'll pop up and you can send me a friend request. Or if you want to. I'll just start throwing them onto the talk page, too.
Oh, yeah, that's totally fine. Thank you for hanging with us on the show today. I don't know what we got coming up next week. Something fun, I hope.
I hope so, too. Hopefully with less bodily injury.
Yeah, like, they say bad things happen in threes, so I'm, like, waiting for the third one to drop. If you like the show, share the show. The website is kellymano.com. And if you want to email me, it's Kelly Mano. Hey, Kelly at kellymano.com. Until we see you next week, be good, have fun, stay sassy, classy, and a bit smart assy, Hoss.
You're welcome, St. Louis. Buffalo loves you.
Have a good weekend. We'll see you next week. And she knows.
as far as we know, Norma Jean had a 7-year itch. Some like it high to a fever pitch. Sandy, Danny, summer love, and ladies, Tina, the moon above. That's all in the past. Legends built to last, but she's got something new. She's a power.
Thank you very much.